Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Marriage Gift, 355 Prayers for Our Marriage, is a Christian marriage devotional by Aaron Smith and Jennifer Smith, published by Zondervan. Structured as a year-long daily prayer guide, it is designed for married couples who want to strengthen both their relationship and their spiritual life through consistent prayer. The book presents 365 prayers, one for each day, and focuses on practical areas of married life such as trust, finances, anxiety, healing, temptation, technology, and mutual support, rather than treating prayer as a separate religious exercise. It frames prayer as a central habit that can reshape how spouses relate to one another and respond to conflict, change, and growth. The authors draw on their own marriage experience to give the devotional a grounded, relational tone, while its format makes it usable for couples at many stages of marriage. From newly married to long established, I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a 365-day prayer structure that builds a consistent marriage habit. The most distinctive feature of the book is its daily format. By offering one prayer for each day of the year, it turns prayer into a repeatable practice rather than an occasional response to crisis. This structure matters because many couples struggle not with belief in prayer, but with consistency. A year-long devotional creates a manageable rhythm that can be followed without requiring a large time commitment, while still encouraging regular spiritual engagement. The format also reduces the pressure to create original prayers every day, which can be a barrier for couples who feel awkward or inexperienced praying aloud together. Instead of asking readers to master a theory of marriage, the book trains them through repetition. That repetition has a practical effect. It gradually normalizes praying together, making it more likely to become part of the couple's shared identity. In this sense, the devotional is not only a collection of prayers, but also a behavioral tool for forming a lasting habit. Secondly, prayer as a response to real marital stress. Not only spiritual aspiration, the devotional stands out because it addresses concrete pressures that married couples actually face. The prayers and supporting material touch on finances, trust, anxiety, healing, temptation, technology issues, and supporting each other through difficult seasons. This gives the book a practical character that distinguishes it from more general devotional writing. The logic is simple but important. If marriage prayer is only framed in abstract terms, couples may struggle to apply it when life becomes complicated. By naming real concerns, the book shows how prayer can function as a first response to tension rather than a last resort after communication has broken down. This is especially useful for readers who want faith-based material that does not avoid ordinary marriage problems. The devotional does not present prayer as a substitute for responsibility, but as a way to bring everyday struggles under spiritual reflection. That approach makes the book relevant not only in seasons of harmony, but also in moments when couples need language for fear, disappointment, or uncertainty. Thirdly, growing intimacy with both God and a spouse. Through shared prayer, a central idea in the book is that praying together changes more than the content of a couple's concerns. It changes the quality of their relationship. The devotional encourages spouses to grow in confidence and intimacy with each other and with God at the same time. This is an important distinction because some marriage resources focus almost entirely on communication skills or conflict management. While this book emphasizes spiritual alignment as a relational foundation, shared prayer requires vulnerability, attentiveness, and patience, all of which can deepen trust between spouses. It also gives couples a shared language for needs they may not otherwise know how to express. The book suggests that prayer can move a marriage beyond surface-level coordination into a more integrated spiritual partnership. For readers, this means the benefit is not limited to emotional comfort. It includes a more deliberate form of unity. The devotional, therefore, presents intimacy as something shaped by regular spiritual practice, not simply by shared routines or affection. Fourthly, a theological view of marriage as ministry beyond the couple. The book does more than help couples improve private happiness. It also presents marriage as something that can bless others and serve a wider purpose. According to the book's framing, marriage is meant to be a ministry that affects the surrounding community and, ultimately, the world. This is a meaningful theological claim because it moves the reader away from a purely self-focused view of marriage. Instead of treating the relationship as valuable only for personal fulfillment, the devotional suggests that a healthy marriage can become a witness, an encouragement, and a source of stability for others. This broader outlook helps explain why prayer matters if marriage has outward significance. Then spiritual care for the marriage is not only about solving internal problems, but also about preparing the couple for faithful service. For Christian readers, this perspective adds purpose to the devotional practice and gives their daily prayers a sense of mission. It also helps situate the book within a tradition that sees family life as part of discipleship rather than a separate area of life. Lastly, authorship rooted in personal experience and past marital struggle. Aaron and Jennifer Smith bring credibility to the devotional because their work is grounded in their own marriage journey. Public descriptions of the book and related sources emphasize that they have shared personal challenges and victories for more than a decade. That background matters because the book is not presented as a theoretical exercise by detached observers. It comes from authors who have lived through the need for prayer in marriage and who frame the devotional as a practical invitation rather than a distant sermon. This gives the book relational authority, especially for readers who want advice that feels tested in real life. Their perspective also explains the book's emphasis on accessibility and repetition. The authors appear to understand that couples need tools they can actually use, not just ideals they admire. The result is a devotional that feels pastoral and usable. The personal dimension does not overshadow the content, but it helps readers trust that the prayers are shaped by lived dependence on God rather than by polished language alone. In conclusion, The Marriage Gift is best suited for Christian couples who want a structured way to pray together and who prefer practical devotional guidance over abstract marriage theory. It can be especially helpful for newlyweds, couples trying to rebuild spiritual habits, and long-married spouses who want fresh language for familiar concerns. The main benefit of the book is its ability to make prayer concrete, regular, and connected to ordinary marital life. Readers are not just given encouragement to pray. They are given a full year of prayers that address the specific pressures couples actually face. Compared with many marriage books that focus mainly on communication, conflict resolution, or emotional connection, this devotional stands out for making prayer the central mechanism of change. It also avoids the limitation of highly generalized spiritual content by speaking directly to trust, finances, anxiety, temptation, and other daily realities. For readers seeking a marriage resource that is both devotional and practical, its combination of structure, specificity, and relational focus makes it unusually usable within its category. If you would like to support Aaron Smith, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.